RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
If you want to live a healthier life, and who doesn't? Well, the American Heart Association has something new, and they're calling it Life's Simple 7, and that can lead to really great benefits if you follow the Life's Simple 7. I wish I'd come up with this, because, well, I did come up with it in my own way, because all these things are what we talk about every day on all of our shows. So starting with number one, they're talking about body mass index. Clearly, that means obesity. So body mass index, you want to make sure that you're below that 24% for women. You know, it's really, it varies based on your size and your height, but it does. Body mass index is your obesity marker. It tells you whether or not you're going to be too heavy, and then your body has to work too hard. Physical activity, of course, getting that 150 minutes a week, really trying to get out there, get some exercise, get out in the fresh air, or get on your treadmill, go to a gym, whatever it takes to get the physical activity. And diet, obviously not eating all the processed foods and high fat foods, and eating really good quality foods, whole foods, clean eating. We talk about that so much. If you don't know what that is, we have so many shows that explain what whole foods are and what clean eating is. Not smoking, clearly being shown more and more to contribute to so many diseases. Blood pressure, if it's not kept under control, which you can control it even without medication with oatmeal and exercise, because exercise, one bout, lowers blood pressure for up to 4 hours post one bout of cardiovascular exercise. So that you can take to the bank, that's true. Blood pressure, cholesterol, keeping your cholesterol in check, even though this one may disappear from the list. I mean, if you have really high cholesterol, then it's a problem, but cholesterol is being shown less and less to be the cause of heart disease and more inflammation. So I'm going to add to that cholesterol number six, inflammation, because that seems to be more and more what's contributing to our state of disease. And then blood sugar, that's for sure. If you don't know what your blood sugar numbers are, it should be between 90 and 120 milligrams. Keep a watch on it. If you're told you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, watch what you're eating. Get plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables and plenty of exercise. That'll help control too. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.